Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! Show is hot out here. No, I don't mind though. Just glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
You bow your heads and close your eyes for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another wonderful day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for guiding us and protecting us, Lord. And, you know, just thank you, Lord, for, you know, like bringing us back here once again on the word. Come back together as, you know, one big happy family, as you know that we all are. So we thank you. We love you, Lord. And in your name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. And what's up, everybody? Welcome to another show. Welcome to another day with you and I, Boss Man, and my co-host, A-Square. A-Square, say what's up to the people.
What's up, guys? How you guys been?
All right, all right. Well, A-Square, it is finally that time. I know last week you didn't really pull anything on the show, but it's good to be back with everybody. But there's been internet fire going on, and I'm not talking about the Drake and Meek Mill battle. No, I am not. No, I am not. It's a different type of fire. Everyone's been talking about this because it has come to my attention, and I'm my co-host A-Square too, that a certain tweet that we found has gotten people on, you know, different sides of the fence. So I'm just going to jump right into that real quick. And the tweet was by, I tried finding the guy who tweeted it. I couldn't find him. So I'm just going to read it to you guys so that everyone can really understand what we're talking about here. So the tweet goes, "A person can love you and still cheat, just like we love God but still sin." And a lot of people were automatic, yes, that's so true. Some people were like automatic, no, that draw the line, that cheating, this and that, et cetera, et cetera. So tonight, on the word, me and, of course, A-Squared, I'm going to go in depth into this a little bit. But before we pull out stats and all that stuff, A-Squared, what is this tweet? How are you thinking? I know there aren't really like sides, like, you know, sides or whatever, but what is the tweet have you thinking?
I mean, honestly, it seems like to me like a double standard, because it's like, in one saying, I'm going to cheat on you, but then I still love you. But then to then now, so I'm like turning back now, like bringing it into like spiritual terms to where it's like, I love you, God, but I'm going to still put tattoos on my body. I'm going to still do all this stuff. I'm going to still break the Ten Commandments, but I still love you. So to me, like, I think it's overall like a major double standard to where it's like how I told you earlier about like making that video. If you have like one person coming in talking about like, you know, like they're cheating, then all of a sudden the other person's like, dude, that's messed up. That's like saying, like, you know, if you're cheating on God by like breaking his sins in a sense. So pretty much like to me it's a major double standard to me.
Okay. I understand what you're saying by a double standard, and I agree in the sense of the double standard part. But I think what had this tweet popping like so much, everybody was just deciding whether or not they agreed or disagreed, was the fact that the double thing. There's one half of the statement where it seems like just unnegotiable. A person can cheat on you but still love you. It just seems like there's no real explanation to that. It doesn't make sense. But then when you factor in the second half, just like we love God but still sin, that makes people think about it. That makes people think, am I living by a double standard, or more, like, in the same sense, am I living hypocritically? And I think that's why everyone's been talking about this. And I'm really excited to talk about this tonight. I was flipping through the Bible, and I read a couple of verses that I just want to share. Two verses before we start. The first one is Hebrews 13, verse 4, which was, I found Hebrews to be a good book on, you know, relationships and all that, also Ecclesiastes and Proverbs and all that, but let me read it. Hebrews 13, verse 4, "Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous." In the same book, just a couple of chapters before, Hebrews 8, verse 12, it says, "For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." Okay, well, with that being said, what I thought about the tweet was, oh my goodness, this strikes home. Because I'm betting 95% of the people that will call tonight or that comment on the pictures or that that are tweeting in response to this have been in a relationship or have seen a relationship where there was a third person in factor, or they've seen, you know, they've had some experience to a certain extent with this cheating or just with another person outside of that relationship. I'm like, wow. When you think about it, basically what society has made like a sort of unwritten rule is if a person cheats, that basically means they don't love you and that their time with you is over. Like, that's just a kick out of the house. That's you're gone. You cheat, you're gone. But if we take that into a sense of looking at it as the God part, if that were the case with God and us, each and every time that we sin, because sin is a declaration of us not being with God. It's like we've decided to not ask, do what he has asked us to do. Just like in a relationship, if your girl asks you not to go, like, to the party with the guys at a certain time, a certain place, and you do that, that would be going against the commitment you've made to them. If God asks you not to do certain things, like whatever, lying, cheating, stealing, et cetera, and you do that, that would be a breaking of your commitment. If it were the same as having a relationship with somebody, you know, you would get kicked out. I'm doing air quotes a lot, but you can't see them. Kicked out. or God would stop loving you. And then so that's where, you know, that's why I thought people would have to give this some thought. And a lot of people were, even after the God thing, were straight up just like no or yes. And it interested me, so I asked around and I found a couple of people. Did you find people who gave, like, you know, a couple of insight into it? Because I found a lot of people.
Me, I barely find anybody. Most people just like the picture. They just, you know, because you know people how they are. You can post a bunch of pictures, but then, you know, like, they won't leave any comments. So I'm just sitting there like, well, because I have my own opinion on it. But before I even get into that, let's hear, like, what some of the people had to say that you found.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people on my Twitter, you know, kept it simple. Someone said, stars. I was like, all right, cool. Thank you very much. Other people went a little more in depth. A friend of mine on Instagram commented on one of the pictures and said, cheating is betraying your spouse or significant other. And so the comparison was slightly off. So she continued to say, let's say your significant other hates it when you lie about something. So basically that's the cheat, that's the deal breaker, that's the sin. You may slip up and lie, but you still love your spouse. See, so but it's the same way with God. You may lie in something that's a sin. God don't like that. God still love God. But cheating is totally different. Saying that you can love someone and cheat is the same thing as saying you can love God but also worship the devil at the same time. The Bible even says that no man can have two masters. You see, and she ends the saying, and I don't believe that any man or woman should have two partners. How do you feel about that?
So, like, when she means by, like, two partners, she means as in, like, relationship as, like, I have two females? Or, like, is she saying, like, you know, like, the whole, like, God and then, like, another person in the relationship? Well, as I see, you know, Boston right now is busy. He will return. My quick input on this, like, on this overall, is just, wait, hold on. He's back, guys.
Hello?
Hello, boss man?
Pardon, technical difficulties.
All right, you're back, you're good. But, yeah, wait, hold on. What I asked you earlier before you left real quick, that other people already heard was, does she mean, like, relationship as, like, I'm in a relationship, but then to that, I have another female? Or is she talking about, like, relationship as, like, I have a female, but at the same time, God, too? Like, what does she exactly mean?
Okay. I believe, according to what she's written on my Instagram, I believe this is a relationship between a person and someone else, but at the same time, you're trying to have a relationship with God, because they're similar, but they're not the same. Does that answer your question? Like, it's not one or the other, it's both.
I mean, if you put it like that, I mean, like, there's no wrong in that, because it's like, you have your relationship with God, no lie, because, you know, like, you know, without God, you wouldn't even be here on this planet, point blank, period. So then, you know, like, of course, all glory goes to God. But then at the same time, though, you have a reason to be on this earth, you know, like, you know, like, you know, like, get, you know, like, get yourself educated, get yourself a job. And then at some point, you will have that spouse. So, I mean, you know, so I mean, at some point, we're all going to have either, like, if you're a female, at some point, you're going to have a husband. And then, like, if you're a guy, at some point, you're going to have your wife. So I think it's like, you know, like, I don't think, like, you're going to have two people. You're going to be, like, you know, like, worshiping, per se, because we're all going to worship God. It's just, like, because, like, my thing is, though, like, in a relationship, I'm not going to worship you. You're not going to worship me. We have a median to where it's like we're both good, we're both on the same page. It's not going to be like, you know, okay, I tell you to do all this and then you do as I say, or then like saying like vice versa. Because that's the other reason why I don't like the whole, like, who wears the pants in a relationship. Because my thing is, though, if anything, the pants should be split 50-50. So either way, I'm not going to worship my girlfriend. My girlfriend's not going to worship me, point blank, period. Because we're both on the same page, and then, you know, like, we both got to compromise. Compared to as with God, I will worship. Reason being is because he's the person that gave me life. I go to church every Sabbath, and, you know, read the Bible about him, and then also what he has done for us. So all my respect, and then, like, all my glory goes to him. The main thing that goes to my spouse is my respect and my loyalty. But if anything, everything else goes to him, because think about it. If it wasn't for him, not only wouldn't you be here, you wouldn't even be with your spouse in the first place.
I agree with that too. Because if it wasn't for the effect that God has had on someone's life, then they wouldn't have even found that person. So you're saying that the whole relationship with God and the whole relationship with another human being is different, right?
Yeah, it's different because, like, my thing is, though, like, I saw the comments on the Yeah page, how everyone's going crazy about it. And to me, it got me ticked off a bit because it's like, first off, I'm going to say this. The tweet, I agree with. But before I even get into that, my thing is, though, is, like, I understand, like, people were going crazy about this and so on. But, like, my thing is, though, that's two different relationships you have. Like, the one with God is not only, like, all the above, but, like spiritually, mentally, physically, and then so on. But then at the same time, though, like, God has, like that extra, you know how there's, like, that extra that, like, you can't even, like, name it or call it? That's what God had. God has that extra to where, your whole life has been changed. It has been, like, fulfilled. It has been glorified. With your spouse, don't get me wrong. Like, your spouse makes your life amazing too. But God and your spouse, they do it in two different ways. God does it to where your whole life, helping you pave the way for your life. Just everything overall about your life, you as a person, whether you're a kid, whether you're a teenager, whether you're an adult, whether you're a senior citizen, no matter who it is, your life is paved out with him. With your spouse, God helps you lead you to your spouse. Your spouse is into that with you for the rest of the way, whether it's, you know, finally getting married, you know, then having a kid, then, you know, living in the same household, then, you know, raising the kid, and then so on and such. And into that with your spouse, the main part with them is mainly, you know, like, the love and the support factor. That's the main two parts with your spouse that people have to realize with this tweet. It's the love and the support factor, because the first thing is, if you didn't have no interest, if you didn't even love the person, you wouldn't be with the person. Then second off, if you're with the person, obviously, obviously not only were you interested, but at the same time, though, you're supporting them in what they believe in, like whatever it may be. So those are the two main factors for the spouse part. With God, it's those two, because God loves us unconditionally, no matter how many times we sin. Then also at the same time, he supports us. But then to that, not only just those two, God takes care of everything else in general, overall for our life. He just brings a spouse to help us on the way, to keep us with that love and then that support. Because with God, it's more of like on like a spiritual factor. With the spouse that he brings to us, it's more on like a physical factor with the love and support. With him, it's more the spiritual factor, then also at the same time mentally and also physically. The answer to that, just everything overall as a whole.
True. I think that with that being said, we can all agree, for the most of us, I know 99% of couples will agree, that if cheating were to ever occur in their relationship, that would be a problem, right? That's a problem, right? Okay,
yeah.
So A-Square, let me ask you, have you ever seen the movie Fireproof?
I actually never heard of it.
Okay, hey, and for A-Square and everyone else who's listening, take the time to go see this movie, Fireproof. I'm going to give you a quick little thing. I'm not going to try and spoil it or anything. So basically, it's about man and woman. They're living together. They're having marital problems. And the main character, Kirk Cameron's dad, gives him a book. And this book is filled with a 40-day kind of, I'm not sure if it's regimen is the right word, but it's like a 40-day sort of commitment, where he has to do one thing for his wife for 40 days. And basically, I think that the most important part of the whole thing is realizing what I have taken as personal advice for relationships all over. Like, it's what I've been saying for a couple of shows, actually, too, that if you do not get... If you do not, like what you just said, if you do not have God first, then there is no way on this earth that you will be able to take on someone else. And what I mean by take on is to love someone. It's to love someone the way that God loves you. If you don't understand how much stuff you put Jesus through and he still loves you, you will not be able to handle a relationship. What I'm trying to say is Jesus loves you despite your sins. Jesus loves you despite the rejection. Jesus loves you despite not understanding him, not craving him, not wanting him for so long. And yet Jesus still loves you. He sticks with you. He fights for you. You know, Jesus is the lawyer between you and God. It's because of him that we have a chance to even get to heaven. He's putting in all this work so that the relationship between you and him can work. And us as sinners, our flesh is just going against everything Jesus is working for to make sure that we know he loves us. So just what you said, A-Square, if you want a relationship, then you need to have God first, because he does everything else. He loves you, and on top of that, everything else. He takes care of everything else. But if you do not have that, you will not have a clue on how to love. And that's where this tweet is driving the internet crazy, because we don't know how to love. And obviously cheating is not showing that you love someone. And that is exactly why I understand why people draw the line at cheating, because that is something that obviously says there isn't love in this relationship. Something isn't right. Something isn't clicking. But how do you learn how to love? It is by example. And the only one who can teach you how to truly love someone else is someone who is rejected every single day and yet still works 1,000 times harder than anybody else to show that love. And that is Jesus. And that's exactly why I agree with you 110% on that. That is definite.
I mean, boss man, if you want to make it simpler, I mean... Don't get me wrong. The preaching you doing is on fire. I'm getting every word you're saying, the verses and everything. So shout out to you on that.
Make it simple.
If you want, But no, like, straight up, if you want to make it simpler, here's the easiest way to make it simple. The hashtag that I put every Sunday, hashtag God first, God bless. That's like,
okay. That's
like, to think about it, that's the main reason why I put that. I don't just say it at the end of the show because it sounds cool and all of that. I actually, like, thought about it for a good minute. Because I think about it, though, with that hashtag. Hashtag God first, God bless. First, you give God the blessing, and then you think about God as number one all the time. Because he was the first person to help you out. He was the first person to lead you and so on. He was the first person to support you. He was the first person to love you. He was the first person just for everything. So that's why every time, like, whenever I say it, I mean it, because every time I think about it, I always think, you know, before anybody, God always comes first. And that's the main reason why after I say God bless, because if it wasn't for him coming first, honestly, the life I have right now, I probably wouldn't have it. So that's why every time whenever I say God first, God bless, you know, to me it's truly a blessing, because, you know, without him, I wouldn't be on this earth. Without him, I wouldn't be on this radio show. Without him, I probably wouldn't have met Boss Man. Without him, I probably would have met most of you guys. And, you know, like, without him, there wouldn't be a lot of experiences that would have went through without my life. So that's why, if you want to make it shorter and break it down, easiest thing to remember and to live by, God first, God bless. Because him being, because, like, if you have him number one in your heart, you have no other issues with this, honestly. And that's why to this day, I say it. Honestly, if you follow me on Instagram, A-Squared97, it's in my bio. If you follow me on Twitter, I think I put it there too. If you go on to, like, what else? If you go onto the laptop and then, like, check on the radio show, it's always there. Like, I always have it everywhere. I even have it as a wall screen for my computer. To every time when I open it and, like, turn it on, I see it there to always remember. Give God the first blessing before anybody else, because he deserves it more than anybody else.
I think that principle is perfect. I think that principle is perfect. Literally perfect. God first, God bless. I understand why it's like the thing to say. And you made me realize how important it is too. I put that in some of my hashtags too. But with that being said, let's go back to the tweet real quick. Because I think that a lot of questions are just not getting answered right now. Let me read it one more time so that we can figure this out for real. A person can love you and still cheat, just like we love God but still sin. And I think that what got most of the guys up in this is reading it and realizing how many women would be like, no, that's not about to happen. That is not about to happen. But when a person cheats, it could be, there are a lot of different scenarios. And I think we talked about this before the show, either yesterday or the day before that. We were like, there are a lot of scenarios. This is endless possibilities for a person who cheats. A person can cheat and realize that they needed not to do that. A person can cheat one time, a person can cheat 1,000 times. A person can cheat and love cheating. A person can cheat and hate that about themselves. So there's 1,000 different scenarios that this cheating can be. But I think this particular tweet, this person who tweeted this, I think he's talking about a person who has cheated or is cheating and realizes that it is wrong. And realizes that the person that they are cheating on is more important than the affair that is happening or the person that they are cheating with. I think that's what this tweet is talking about, that certain scenario. So that might change things a little bit, and that might make people's minds think a little bit differently, because that's how I perceive the tweet. And another person. Another person tweeted me was like, let's see how the women feel about this. So I want to understand how a lot of women feel about this. I think that listen to these percentages that I found on this website. It's a percentage of how cheating gets found out. First one at the very top, most common ways cheating is discovered is went through mobile phone. 41%. That is how 41% of cheating or affairs are found out. Went through social media account, 23%. Went through files on PC or laptop or tablet, 13%. Caught in the act or face-to-face, 11%. Told by a friend, 5%. Told by a family member, 3%. Told by confession, 2%. Other, 2%.
Wayne, you heard what you just said? Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Listen to what you just said. So you're telling me told by a family member is above is above confession? So you're telling me that my girlfriend won't tell me, but then my family member will tell me before? What? Do you know how bad that sounds? Do you know how bad that sound? Like, listen to that. Just imagine, you know, like a family member. Like, think like, no, like, it, like, if you don't think how bad it is, think about, for instance, like your grandmother telling you your girlfriend's cheating on you, and you're like, grandma, what? Grandma, you're tripping. Stop. And then, but then after that, actually, she wasn't crazy. She was right. So you telling me a family member, the percentage of that is over confession? Wow, we are bad today in society. That is bad. What is wrong with us?
I mean, think about it. If you're cheating, if someone's cheating on you, they're going to make sure they do everything so that you are the very last person to find out. If they don't want to get caught, you're the last person they're going to find out. They might slip up in front of your brother or your aunt or your cousin or something like that, but they won't slip up in front of you. So if that family member decides that it is in their place to tell, then they go. That's how you're going to find out. It's not going to be a confession. It is sad, but that's the truth.
That part just messed me up completely, because I would never expect to hear that a family that I've never heard that ever till tonight. Oh my goodness. But like, my thing is though, and like my whole part on this, because first thing is, like I said before, I do agree with this tweet. Reason being, with the whole cheating aspect of it, first thing is, especially like coming from like how you say, like a female perspective, ladies. First thing, like I told Boston way back, when do guys ever get things right the first time? Because I'm sorry, we are men. We do the dumbest things. I'm not going to lie. We have been, you know, a part of the dumbest things. Trust me, you can ask Bossman yesterday. We went to a party. Then every time we try to do something, they're like, why are you guys being such guys? I'm like, it's in our genetics. It's going to happen. Like, you can't blame us for what God put in us. Like, guys are going to be guys. And then, you know, that's just how life is. And I'm going to be real about that. Reason being is because first thing is with the whole, like, cheating aspect and everything, sometimes females expect too much out of us. And then, like, I understand, like, you know, like, you guys are, like, looking for, like, a certain guy and so on. But my thing is, though, you have to understand, even though some guys are mature, some guys are good looking, some guys are this, some guys are that, like, whatever, like, characteristic it may be, a guy is going to be a guy. It doesn't matter how tall, how old, whatever, muscle or not. I promise you, most females that know me, oh, you're so mature, you're so sweet, you give great advice. Let them catch me playing football or with my boys. They're going to see a totally different A square they have never seen before. You can act Boston compared to last night. We didn't go to a party for a good minute. Then to that, we went to a party. We heard pool. I had the most fun I've ever had throughout most of this summer. You can act Boston, jumping in the pool, playing volleyball and everything. Because, like, my thing is, though, it's, like, you cannot expect so much to come out from a guy, because the first thing is, like, comes from, like, a female perspective. Like, I understand, like, you know, like, you guys are, like, worried about all this. You know, you guys care about them, love them, and so on. But then my thing is, though, you have to realize a guy is going to be a guy. A guy will mess up a lot of times. Because I'm not going to lie, women, they overpower us big time, because that's how women are. You know, women are going to overpower us regardless of the fact. So my thing is, though, with this tweet and everything, I, like, the reason that I truly, like, agree with this tweet is because I've seen it, and also I've talked to multiple people, because people come to me for advice like crazy. I've seen it and I've heard of it multiple times, to where they still care about each other, but then they keep on doing the same thing over and over again. And then majority of the time, they finally do get it right and it works out, and then other times, it just doesn't work out. Like, for instance, when Bossman was talking about the 41%, one of my friends, she's one of them. She's exactly one of them. Not only is she a part of that 41%, she's a part of the 23% that goes on social media and tries to find out stuff. Then every time she comes to me saying that how, like, she's talking to him and so on, and then, like, trying to, like, find out if he's cheating or not. And then females can sense that we're cheating, point blank. Because the reason being, think about it. When you first were trying to get at her, you're all about her. You care about her. Oh, babe, I want you. I want to be with you. You're the love of my life. This and that. I think about you before I go to bed. I think about you when I wake up and all that, you know, good, mushy stuff and so on. Let a guy talk to another female. Watch how different we act. The same way how we were before with the whole hugging, cuddling and all this is now mainly going to turn into side hugs, you know, texting, you know, a little bit here and there every other, like, 3-4 hours. And then, especially, you know, like, us being, like, protective with our phones a bit more than usual. And, you know, just, like, extra stuff added on to it. So females at this point can sense when we're cheating or doing something, because guys make it point blank out the obvious that, like, you know, like, we're not interested in you, we're talking to somebody else. Like, I don't care what any guy says. Like, honestly, we make it obvious. It's just that we try to play it off and be like, what? I'm not talking to nobody. What are you talking about? But my thing, though, like, overall, why I believe in this tweet is mainly because it's like, first off, it's a double standard. And second off, it's like, you know, people still care about each other. And then, like, most of the time, like, with the whole cheating aspect, it's probably because, you know, like, most of the time, like, they continuously do it. They like it. For some reason, they can't stop. And then, honestly, at the end of the day, well, with the cheating and then also the sinning, like, putting them together, it all depends on that person, what they truly want to do. Because, honestly, ladies, and even also talking about God, if you truly wanted to stop cheating, if you truly wanted to stop sinning, we could all do that. Easily. But the issue is, the main thing that correlates with this tweet, sinning and cheating, it's such a bad habit, but it feels so good. Like, boss man, you ever did something to where it's like, even though your parents said no, you still think about, like, man, I want to do that again? You ever thought about that, boss man?
Of course there are instances.
Exactly. So that's the thing, though. And then that's the major, like, that's, like, the number one reason why I agree with this tweet. Because sinning and cheating go hand in hand to where it's like, yeah, you know, I broke one of the commandments. But then next thing you know, what do you have? You have Satan coming into you, like how Satan went to Satan went to Eve about the whole fruit thing. And then you're sitting there like, man, even though I got drunk, that felt pretty good because, you know, I had fun with my friends. Like, we had a bunch of fun, you know, I hooked up with girls. I kind of want to do that again, you know, because if I drink more, I get more in with this crowd. And I like this crowd. So if I drink more, I can do this. It's the same way with cheating. Then, like, yeah, you know, my girl caught me, but man, there are so many beautiful women out there, you know, maybe, you know, just one more time, you know, Ashley won't find out. Just one more time. The next, you know, that one more time for either drinking or cheating turns into 3 more times. That 3 more times turns into, like, 8 more times. That 8 more times just keeps on adding up and adding up and adding up to where next, you know, then to that, it's a decision between the other person to where did they want to still be with you, did they not want to be with you, and so on. And then to that, going with sinning, God already made his decision, but in reality, God's choice will be, should I still love them or should I not? But God already made that choice to still love you regardless of the fact of what you do, because he already knows that, you know, us humans are not perfect and then we will make mistakes. And that is them bringing it back once again to the whole cheating and dating, to where most women and men have to realize that. Like, for men, you have to realize your girl's not going to be perfect. You got to make her feel like she's perfect, because you know most women, oh, I'm sad. Oh, I don't look cute today. Oh, my hair. Da-da. You got to make them feel that perfect. And women, you got to understand, us men, we are going to do dumb stuff every other day. Expect that. Don't sit there and then be talking to your girlfriend saying, oh my gosh, boss man's so childish. Like, you have to realize at some point we're going to do certain things that will tick you off. And then you got to make the decision of whether you want to roll with it or not. So that's my bottom line on this tweet overall. So that's why me personally, A Square speaking, I agree with this because it goes hand in hand.
Okay. Let me make a couple comments. Throughout the past 2 weeks in preparation for this show, I have realized a lot of things. And I think God has allowed a lot of people to cross paths with me, a lot of videos and a lot of articles to come my way to make me realize a certain thing about relationships and cheating and men and women. And let me start off with this. Men, our women, don't want what we think they want. And women, the men that we believe know what you want, don't necessarily know. I think what I'm trying to say is that a lot of our expectations in relationships are not exactly the reality. A lot of guys, true, they believe that if you shower a woman with expensive things, gifts and flowers and material things, that's just what we all thought that women wanted. And many women might think the same way, too. That's what they want from their man. They want flowers. They want jewels. They want this. They want that. But I don't think that is exactly the case. Because the woman, I posted a video on my Instagram right now about, it's a man named Creflo Dollar. It's a really weird name, but he was spitting some real truth at a certain point. I can post the YouTube link if anybody wants it. I can do that. But in the middle of what he was saying, made me realize one important truth about a woman when it comes to a man. A woman does not want these material things. They want the man. They want him. They want his person, his personality. They don't want the stuff that he can give them. And once both the man and the woman pass this, once they realize this, then a relationship can thrive. Because a lot of men, once they get the woman, a lot of people have heard this one. Once they're married, once they get the woman, the deal is done, it's sealed. Then a lot of the effort that they put into investing time in the woman, investing attention to the woman, investing their ears, listening to a woman, that goes away because it's a done deal. It's settled. And that can lead to cheating. Now, for when it comes to cheating itself, A lot of women go into a conversation about cheating pretty naive. I'm gonna be honest. They've been pretty naive. They're believing that 99% of cheating is caused by men, when in fact that is not the case. A person can cheat, and the tweet says a person can love you and still cheat, just like we sin and we still love God. It's 50-50, because it might be even the smallest thing that a woman can do. I'm not saying that a woman causes a man to cheat. I'm not saying that. But there are things that both parties can do in a relationship to strengthen it. And if a woman is not doing that, then it's easier for a man to go and cheat. It doesn't make it right, but you can't say it's not true. But if a woman does not show a man respect, if a woman does not meet certain relationship needs of a man according to the way God says for a woman to love a man in the Bible, if a woman does not show that man that sort of respect and that sort of love and that sort of passion for a man, then that man will look for it. Same way, if a man does not love a woman, if a man, in the way that God tells that man to love a woman in the Bible, if he does not treat her with respect, with love, with kindness, with attention, then that woman will say goodbye and leave that man and find it somewhere else. If a lot of women like spontaneity too. If the flame of a relationship dies and it's because of a man, a woman is more likely to cheat. I read that somewhere. I really wish I remember what article it was, but that is the truth. But when it comes to who cheats more, it's nowadays it's honestly 50-50. Counselors and relationship counselors and people who have gone and studied this say that it is very true. Now, what A Square said about guys being guys, about guys being guys and we're going to do dumb stuff. Well, it only seems dumb because we're on two totally different planes of existence. Like, what makes sense to a man will not necessarily make sense to a woman all the time. And what makes sense to women, what women believe is common sense, won't necessarily make sense to a man because we are cut out of two different fabrics. Men, I learned today, men are made from the dust. Of course, that's why we like to get apparently dirty. We do dumb stuff. And women are made of the best of man. And that's why they're intuitive and they're smart and they're bright. They're the best of us. And that's why they're taken from our side, because they're supposed to lift us up when we do dumb stuff. But men were made to be creative. They were made to do things out of the ordinary, different. And that's why we seem ridiculous, because when we stick to like facts and different things like that, we make it so cut dry. We're not tapping into our creativity, and that's when we seem to do all these ridiculous things. When it comes to the whole, a person can cheat and love the soul of God, the way I feel about the entirety of the tweet, I believe that this is true, because cheating, of course, if acknowledged as a mistake, is a mistake. And God, like I said in Hebrews, asked us to forgive. If a man or a woman is showing you that they truly are remorseful for what they have done, and you have committed to each other in a relationship, and especially marriage, like, I don't believe that it's anybody's place to not give them, you know, a second chance. Of course, there are different scenarios in different ways, but if someone is really professing their love to somebody, then I don't believe that there's place for bitterness or spite or just holding it against them, because it's a difficult thing when an affair comes in between two people. So I would have to check off this tweet as yes.
That's funny though, because when you were saying that about like, you know, like the differences between man and woman, I thought about last night. And then if most of you guys didn't know, me and Bossman, we went out last night to some like party at somebody's house. It was for like a senior, you know, goodbye party for most of the seniors. And then after that, you know, we went to the pool. And then what he said about men and women perfectly made sense, because like, now bringing it into reality. Okay, so like yesterday, most of us kept jumping into the pool because, like, hey, you know, it's fun. So some of us are doing flips, some of us doing that, and so on. One of our friends from the church, I'm not going to say her name, but one of our friends, she's like, guys, don't jump in the pool. You're going to hit your head on the wall. Guys, stop. Boss man, stop. No, don't do that. So I sit there and tell her, I said, hey, they're going to do it regardless. Let them do this. They're smarter than that. They want to jump, but they're not going to hit their heads. I mean, guys do dumb things, but we're not stupid. I told her that straight up, because Boston was about to jump in. And then Boston was telling me, yo, should I jump? I said, bro, go and jump. Because my thing is always like, yo, you might as well do it. You here, go ahead, jump. I'm a watch. I'm going to be like, let's go. But then she's over here, no, don't jump. You're going to hit your head. I'm like, he's not going to hit his head. He knows what he's doing, because if he didn't know what he was doing, he wouldn't do it. So like that right there, like, remind me about last night. And then even also another aspect that happened, I don't know, if you guys hang out with me, I think the weirdest things, because like how Boston said about being creative, I don't know, don't judge me, but I sat there at one point, and then, you know, like floaties, like, you know, like the floaties that you can lay on, I looked at it, and then for some reason, at the same time, I was thinking about surfing. So I thought, maybe I can jump on it and surf on it throughout the pool. True story. So then I tell Boston, I said, let me try and surf this. He said, all right, cool, I'm going to record this. So he sat there trying to record it and watch. I'm scared. I'm like, you know what? No, this is a bad idea. But I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do it. Everyone, and then here comes the females. you know it's not going to work. You're going to hit your head. I said, I'm not going to hit my head. I'm going to regardless try and do this. She's like, no, don't do this. You're going to hurt yourself. I said, I'm not going to hurt myself. So then it's still okay. Well, like an on and on fight. Long story short, I tried it. I failed, but I did try it. I did try it regardless of the fact, because to me, because my thing is, though, there was nobody in the pool. And then I sat there thinking, like, you know what? Nobody's doing anything. Let me just take the time just to do this because I'm bored and I'm not about to sit there before I have to go home. So let me do this real quick. I even tried at one point trying to like jump over something. And then it was like a bet between me and Boss Man to where like I can like try and jump over two things and see like I can like jump over it. And then we put it on to where like if I did it, I would say it on the word. I'm gonna say it on the word regardless. But I failed because like I got to like the second obstacle. But then I didn't get, like, the full reach to where, like, I couldn't make it. But then everyone kept telling me, no, don't do it. You're going to hurt yourself. You're going to jump to the shallow end. No, don't do that. And then I'm just like, I'm going to do this regardless. Then all of a sudden, no, what if you slip? No, what if you do this? I'm like, guys, stop. Because to me, how I feel about that, if you're telling me that, you're probably going to jinx it. And then, like, you know how, like, how that happens. They say, no, don't do that. This is going to happen. Then next thing you know, it happens. It's like, see, if you didn't say anything, it probably wouldn't have happened. If you had just stayed quiet and watched, you never know. I probably could have cleared the jump. But now, since you said that, now you got me kind of psyched out. And then now here I am trying to do a bet. And I'm just like, But I brought that up mainly because Boston was talking about the whole like differences between men and women. Because like how we said before, multiple times throughout the show, men, we are smart. Yes, women, we are smart. We do have a brain. It's just sometimes, you know, we get bored and it's like, let me switch things up, okay? And then, like, don't judge us. It's, you know, like, I don't know. It's like the minute we start thinking, we just go with it. I don't know why. We just go with it. I mean, that's the main reason why it seems like, you know, like, women are so, like, so much more smarter. It's because, you know, like, they don't decide to do those things. And, like, that's them. But us, it's like, hey, I want to climb a tree. I mean, shoot, I might as well like be like Boston and record me. I'm going to climb a tree. I don't know why I want to climb the tree, but I'm going to climb the tree. I mean, yeah. It just happens. It's just instinct, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. But I feel like, you know, like I like that because like it's like 50-50 because it's like at the same time as us men do like obnoxious things, you have like women to like help us out and be like, wait, stop. Because I guarantee you, if we didn't have women, like period, I guarantee you most of us would have been injured by now or like dead. Like, like so serious because like half of the things that we decide to do, I guarantee you most of us would be like injured in the hospital like every other day. So shout out to women for that because I think that's the main reason why, like, you know, like God put them on this earth, not only to, you know, like to like bear children and like, you know, to like get married, but I feel like, you know, like they put them like God put women here mainly because of the fact like they, like he knew what he was doing to where it's like, you know what? We can't just have men here because men are just going to ruin the world. Let me put somebody else before who knows what might happen. So let me do that. So I think that's why he did that because like he knew us men and how we were because he made us, obviously. So I think like that's like the main reason like why he did that and like put us and I like put them there to help us out. So
I believe that. I think we'd be literally lost if it wasn't for women. And that's exactly why he made them, because a lot of things that we do believe, like if we look at our lives, we actually take some time to see why we do certain things. It's because of how God made us. You know, he made us as creatures that can hope and can dream and can create and can do great things, and most of all can love. He's made us as creatures who can love, who can aspire to love, who can dream of loving, who can hope of loving. And the tweet just was on the topic. It wasn't even about cheating, really. It was just about love. And what God says about love, like in what is it, First Corinthians 13 verse 4-8. It's all about love right there. All about love. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It is not this. It is not that. It is, let me find it. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoice within the truth. Ooh, let me hit on that real quick. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will all pass away. And what that is saying is love, if you truly love someone, a mistake will not keep you from loving them. Take that from this perspective of God. God creates each and every one of us unique and special and with our flaws. When we mess up, God does not cease to love us. When we slip up over and over and over again, then all those transgressions, all those sins keep adding up over and over and slapping Jesus in the face. He goes on the cross every time we sin over and over again. The pain becomes more and more bearable. He still does not cease to love us. And I know the magnitude of the love is not the same as, you know, a relationship you might have with your boyfriend or your girlfriend here on this earth, but it sure is an example. Even if your man messes up, he lies about where he went, or he does something really dumb that men are really famous on doing or whatever, men do dumb stuff, whatever. Does that mean you stop loving them? Does that mean you just don't care about them anymore? You drop them like that? If your woman gets on your last nerve, all she do is chitter-chatter, as we all say that the woman does. We're all blaming each other for stuff, and that's why we say we can't love them. But if we're doing all of these sins to God, you know, what is our excuse not to love someone? After all the things we do to God and God still loves us, we have no excuse not to love one another. You see, I know it's a different kind of love, but it is an example. It shows us that, like, specifically, love rejoices with the truth. If we are honest with each other in these relationships, then that leaves no room for cheating. If we are patient with each other in these relationships, then there is no room for cheating. Even if both of us in the relationship mess up so bad, the verse says love endures all things. So even in the ups and even in the downs, if you have made a commitment to someone, if you have promised them your love, then you need to endure. You need to stand strong. Like those vows say, for better or for worse, for sickness and in health, you need to endure. So if this cheating is messing with your relationship, you need to fix it. You need to work your hardest to bring it back together. Especially if you both love each other. And let me not hit on that. I was going to say something about children, but it's a little too late for that. It's a little too late for that.
I mean, if you were about to say it, I mean, you might as well finish it. The show's about to be done. I mean, if you got something to say, I mean, hey, lay it out.
Right. In the aspect of marriage, if you have children, you need to think about them too. If you're going to let this one moment of cheating or this affair mess this up, because if that person that you're about to break up with, that you're about to divorce, is I know this is more like a youth thing, but you know, of course, you need to learn this. If you are thinking of divorce and you have children, then that is going to affect your children's lives as well. I know a lot. If that person decides to go off and be with somebody else, and just live their own life away from that family, then, I mean, there's nothing you can do. Go ahead. But if that man or that woman realizes the error and they want to be with that family, if that's all they want, they realize that they love them more than anything else, then who are you to mess up that child's life, you know? Who are you to mess up with that experience?
I don't know, man, but I like what you said right there, like, pretty much, like, overall, like, throughout the whole show with all that, you know, and, like, pretty much, like, overall, to wrap things up real quick, I mean, I agree with the tweet, Bossman agrees with the tweet. I don't know if you guys do, if you guys don't, you know, if you guys have your comments, please leave down below on Twitter and also on Facebook, Twitter at The Word, and then also, like, if you want to hit up Bossman personally, Life of Bossman. And then, like, if you guys have comments on that, you can still hit us up on that, even also on Facebook, at The Word. But just overall, you know, it's like, either way it goes, like, I agree with it just overall, mainly because it goes hand in hand. And then also, I've seen it. I talk to people about it. You know, people still love each other and still cheat, because at the end of the day, we're humans. We don't get things. We never get things right the first time, no matter how much we try. And then how much my mom has that saying about, if you do it right the first time, you don't have to do it again. But in life, you're going to make mistakes. It's going to happen, whether it's a major one, whether it's a minor one. It just depends on you and the question that me and Boston have been saying the whole night. What are you going to decide to do? Are you going to stay in it, or are you just going to drop it? That's what it comes down to. I would ask God that, but God already made his decision. He already made his decision that regardless of the fact of, like, what we do and how we do it, he still loves us, whether we break the commandments, whether we do something that we're not supposed to, whether it's, you know, doing something to the Bible, whether it's something, like, whatever it may be, somehow, some way, God finds a way to love us. So now the question is on us. What are we going to do about that? Are we still going to love that person? Are we going to, just drop everything? So the question now turns to us, because God already made a decision, point blank period. You can't ask him, because he's already going to give you the answer. So now it's on to us, man and woman, to what are you going to do about it? Are you going to stick with it, or are you going to leave? So I'm just going to leave it at that. Boss Man said a bunch of what he had to say. So thank you guys for tuning in to another show of the Word. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys have any comments, once again, our Twitter is at the Word, and also Boss Man's Twitter, Life of Boss Man. Don't forget also on Facebook, at the Word Houston. And, thank you guys, just for listening and supporting us still throughout, nearly 2 years of the Word. So I just want to say thank you for that. And then just remember, like how I say, and it's just not a saying, it's a way of life. So, and then just remember, God first, God bless.
Later, guys.
Miracles, what? Whoa. True blessings, what? All because of God. True stories, what?
Ooh, no.
Miracles, what? Whoa. True blessings, what? I was riding in my car one day, in the express lane, rolling on the freeway. And suddenly the phone rings, then I reached down beside me. Then I looked on the floor, felt on the back seat. See, I was drinking while I was driving, never thinking about what I was doing. I turned around, and before I knew it, here comes this truck now. I don't think he's gonna make it. Family said make the funeral arrangements. Unplugged the machine, he's gone now. Then told my wife to be strong now. Then the phone boy said unto me, if you promise, don't stop drinking. Surrendered on that day. Now for 10 years I've been straight.
You saved me, oh. You saved me.
You saved
me. You saved me,
oh.
You saved me.
Thank you. Sitting in this chair, waiting on the phone to ring, praying up to God that someone would call me with a job opening. Cause it's been so hard for me, month to month, struggling to eat, but still there was no answer.
No answer.
I stopped believing in his word and got so mad at him. And when somebody say God's good, I just laugh at him. Oh,
in the nick of time, his blessing on me.
Why is great the phone ring? A lady said, we're hiring. And that's when I knew
you saved me.
Yeah.
You saved me.
Oh,
you saved me.
You saved me.
Thank you. Gave me a second chance.
Second chance. Oh,
you saved me.
Oh, oh, oh.
You saved me.
Oh, no.
You saved me.
Thank you. I was 18 out there on the block selling drugs, with a gun at my waist, and for people I had no love. See, the streets was my home, and family and friends were gone. Had no one to trust, and deep inside I was all alone. And then I deal with that one day, and it was enough to pause me. I was shot 4 times, and before I knew it, I was on my knees.
The pushing of my body, my heart's beating fast. Oh, what am I doing? I don't think I'm gonna last.
Then I begin to flash back on the things I've done in my past.
And I don't know what that said to me. I'll give you peace if you believe.
I accepted Christ that day, hallelujah. Now I'm free.
You saved me.
Save
me. You saved me.
Save me.
You saved me.
Whoa.
You saved me.
Yeah, he gave
me a second
chance. And I want to thank
you. Saved me.
Thank you, thank
you. You saved me.
Whoa. Whoa.
You saved me. You saved me.
I was in the aisle of a grocery store. With a pain in my chest, and I'm wondering where did it come from.
I got tested,
and the results came back, and the doctor said, I'm sorry, but you got cancer. I could not believe it, so I called up my mama to calm my nerves.
Mama,
she got down on her knees.
Mama,
she said a prayer for me.
Mama,
said just keep on thanking
mama,
Jesus. He'll give you all you need.
Now
that was 5 years ago. Don't have that pain no
thank
more. Doc says you can go
thank
home.
Jesus.
Cause all your cancer's gone.
Let it save me.
Save me.
You save me.
No.
You
no.
Save me.
And I'm so
you
glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
You
save
me. You save me.
Just when I was going
you
left.
I was going left.
When I
you turned me right.
Wrong.
All the way down.
You lift me up on
the door. You saw my fall.
All of my fall.
You gave me so much sin.
Oh.